Locker room chats continue here tonight, continuing to talk Horton basketball. We're joined now by the boys' coach, that is David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank, a game on Tuesday night at Donovan West. Coach, you know, I mentioned it, and we had this game on KNZA. You know, every team goes through it at some point, whether it's a massive rebuild, a light rebuild, some kind of a rebuild, but you guys are in that mode right now. You know, you look at the eight seniors that you lost that had so much success over the last 2-3 years, and you have a lot of kids stepping in here this season, really getting their first taste at the varsity level, and you guys had a really good opportunity at Donovan West on Tuesday night, but Mustangs are able to get the win 57-52. You know, just talk about the growth and what you've seen from your team here through the first few weeks of the season.
Well, I think in I believe I mentioned it last night to you that when we take care of the ball, we give ourselves an opportunity to win and compete. And I thought we took care of the ball last night much better than we had in a couple of previous games. And, you know, we shot pretty well too, especially from the perimeter. And, you know, some things we're growing, and you had mentioned a lot of guys getting their feet wet. Well, you know, we're 5 games in and a lot of them are getting a little more comfortable. Some of them aren't yet. So, you know, we've got a, that'll be our Christmas break type thing. We do have one more with Oski here before too long, but Friday. But, you know, over Christmas break, we got to kind of figure out who's gotten their feet wet the right way and who still needs to work on it. So, but no, last night I thought, you know, Donovan West is a pretty good darn basketball team. And we knew that going in. They played well. They shot well. I thought we shot well. I thought it was a pretty good basketball game to watch, to be quite honest. And, you know, the shot clock came in. You know, I'm an old guy. I'm not crazy about the shot clock, but it sure helped us out last night, you
right.
know, in different ways. And, you know, you'll get used to that. I really think some kids are starting to step up. We just got to get over that hump and get that W.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the turnover numbers were down. You mentioned the perimeter shooting. You guys had 9 threes. How about Javon Kabia, your junior guard? Yeah, he had 6 of them and 20 points. And, you know, just watching him play last night, you know, it's not like he's coming off a screen, setting his feet. You know, he's kind of doing this one-on-one and just taking his shot on his defender, whether he's fading away a little bit, not completely set. But he was hitting some really tough perimeter shots, and he led the way 20 points and 6 threes. What have you liked about him, his growth, and particularly in that game against D-West?
Well, he's number one, he's grown. He's physically matured a little bit, and I think that's helped him with his shooting. His strength has obviously helped some. But, yeah, he created on his own some. And, you know, we've got some things we'll set him up, and we just haven't gotten to those yet with some of these kids. But he's so calm. His demeanor does not change. He did struggle shooting the other night last Friday against P. Ridge a little bit. But, you know, we talked a little afterwards, and I said, those will start falling. You're good. And he's got a really great demeanor for a shooter, and he's really one of those that has stepped his game up. And he got a little spot playing last year. You know, his brother, good shooter, good player for us, and the last few years. And you know, he kind of comes from a family to shoot the basketball a little bit. So I'm very, very pleased with Javon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys get Oskaloosa on Friday. One more game before a couple weeks off. You know, an Oski team that beat McLeod this week, 79-59. They're sitting here at 3-2. They've played some good competition here early on as well. You know, what's the early scouting report looking like on Oskaloosa as you close out the 25 portion of the schedule?
Well, they're much improved. But they were kind of like us this year. He'd been playing some young kids the last few years, you know, and building that a little bit. So, you know, they're a good basketball team. I think, you know, big key for us, like we've talked, take care of the ball. We limit those turnovers. We give ourselves opportunities. So, and that builds confidence too. I think we came out of last night. I'm not a moral victory type guy, but you know, I thought we played pretty well and gave ourselves a chance to win. And that's all you can ask. You've been there at the end and you've done some good things. So, hopefully we can do that. I do know they have a really good big, really good guard. Coach Rockhold's son's a great player, and we'll have to keep them in check. But, you know, hopefully we can do that. We'll get after it, and it is on our home floor, so maybe we'll take a little bit of edge there. So,
finally, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, Christmas holiday right around the corner. Where would you rank Christmas in terms of your favorite holidays? Is it up there? Is it in the middle of the pack? Maybe not so much all about it. You know, where do you kind of put Christmas in terms of the top key holidays?
Well, I put it pretty high because I think, you know, most of our families get together. You know, 4th of July is a real high one for me, too, because a lot of our families get together then. And it's more about getting together with the family, getting together with friends, and having those opportunities. But, yeah, Christmas is pretty high on my list. I enjoy it. I'm more of a love watching the grandkids and the kids open gifts than I am getting gifts.
Yeah.
So it's more that for me.
There it is. David Losey, Horton Boys basketball coach, again, at Donovan West Tuesday night, coming up a bit short with a five-point loss, but get a chance to rebound one more game in 2025. They're back at home Friday night, taking on Oskaloosa. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. Enjoy the couple weeks off after Friday, and then we'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for everything you do. It was great to see you last night, and you have a Merry Christmas.